We'd like to thank Jody Wexter for stepping into KRHS booth this morning and being interviewed as we prepare for homecoming. Jody is a is the featured twirler for the Marching Huskies. She has been twirly since the age of 4 and competes in local bi-state competitions that have won her honors. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we begin, it's a tradition for everybody who steps into the KRH station to have a DJ name. I'm DJ Will the Kid, as we said. DJ K, K.
DJ K, just DJ K.
DJ K. What's your DJ name? You don't know?
I don't know.
No, DJ, not one?
Not one? Right, Sir Twirl.
DJ Sir Twirl. No, she's a woman. Not sir.
DJ
Twirly Twirl.
DJ Twirl Master.
DJ Twirly Twirl.
The Twirl Master.
Oh, the Twirlster.
The Twirlster. The Twirlster.
Yes. Hey, this is DJ K with DJ the Twirlster. Blah, blah, blah. I can't get it out. The Twirlster. The Twirlster.
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 You think you could say that?
The Twirlster.
See, she said it way better than I did. Maybe you should say your own name. You like that DJ name or
no, like that good one?
All right, let's go.
Why twirling? Why did you choose twirling?
I've always found excitement in twirling because people never see it a lot, so it's always really, really interesting to see people's faces and all the little kids get excited when they see twirlers.
Tell other students what it's like to grow up twirling.
To grow up twirling, it's exciting because it never stops. There's always new things to learn, and you'll never reach the top because you can always do, like, flips, and there's always new rotations you can do with the baton, and it's just a lot of fun, and you make a new family besides with the family that lives in your house. Like, you grow up with a new family when you start twirling.
That's nice. What brings you the most enjoyment about twirling?
Seeing the little kids and telling their mom and dads that they want to be like me when they grow up is really exciting, and it's a lot of enjoyment to know that I'm an inspiration to little kids.
So how many kids a day do you think come to you and say, oh, Jody, I want to be a twirler?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot.
Where do you compete?
I have competed in Kansas City every year for state, and I compete in, like, 4 hours away in Moberly and stuff like that in, like, Illinois.
Moberly.
Stuff.
Where's Moberly?
Moberly, Missouri.
I don't know where that is.
She said 4 hours away.
Oh, four hours away?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the only places you've ever been twirling?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you like to travel when you go twirling?
I love traveling when I twirl.
I want to go. I don't even twirl, but I want to go.
She said, I want to go just to travel.
Basically.
All right, so tell us what you work out on for contests, like, how often? What's your workout plan?
Like, exercise?
Yeah, does there have to be exercise?
Oh, yes, there has to be exercise. You have to stay fit. I run around the track at the high school a couple days a week, and then I'll do, like, crunches and jumping jacks at home and push-ups, like 25 push-ups.
That's better than me. I can only make 2 push-ups. Like, I can only do 2.
I don't do push-ups.
2. I can do a couple sit-ups, but I can only make 2 push-ups. Yeah, never really guess that's
so
hard.
What does, like, the push-ups and crunches really help with?
It helps with arm strength and balance. Like, you have to use your core when you're turning.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps with, like, strengthening your core.
Ah.
Where did you start twirling?
The St. Louis Sugarettes.
Sugarettes.
Yeah, I started at Laverne Meyer School of Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to them, but I'm still twirling at Laverne Meyer.
Oh.
That's nice.
Now, Sugarettes, where did they get the name?
Because
that's a cool name.
Over 40 years ago, my coach's mom, her name is Sugar, so she just put Sugarette on it.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I like that. See, my mom calls me Sugar. She does. Don't tell anybody, guys. I did just say that on air, but don't tell nobody else. Tell anyone.
All right.
So, basically,
what
is it like working for the Husky Band? being their twirler.
It's a lot of fun twirling at halftime and twirling on the side at football games and in parades with them, because they're really nice and it's really exciting to see them do what they love while I'm doing what I love.
Nice. It's neat. Now, there's a routine called the flaming batons. Am I correct?
No.
Fire batons.
Yeah.
And you see them in Hawaii with them. Can we hope to see that sometime soon in the future?
Next year. I have to be 15.
You have to be 15 to do it.
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. Are you excited?
I am excited.
I love high school. I'm ready to go, but I love high school. You're going to enjoy it, especially here at Renner. They're the best. Back to these fire batons. Why 15?
I don't know. It's just kind of like a little rule. You have to be 15, I guess, because then you can, like, trust yourself more.
Now, do you have to go, like, through, well, obviously, but, like, what type of safety procedures do you have to go through to be able to?
So, you can't wear, like, fingernail polish because that's flammable. You can't wear anything flammable. Hairspray, stuff like that. Anything that's flammable, you can't do it while you're twirling it.
Oh, that's neat. So, is the fire on both ends of the baton? Because I've seen you twirl two batons at one time. So are you going to have fire on both ends of those batons?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat. That's
so
neat.
Two batons, both ends on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
that's tight.
That's dope.
That's tight.
That's dope.
Okay.
I might have to watch you do that. Call me, because I'll be willing to watch. Do you get to work with your own music selection, or do you have to go by what the band chooses?
I have to go with what the band chooses.
You do? Do you? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun dancing to their music. It's not hard.
It's not? Okay. Mm-hmm. So my question is, basically, you know, Willie, I think I almost forgot my question. But how is it that, I can't, you're the only twirler, right?
Yeah.
So, is it fun? Is it boring? Like, you're the only one that's out there. Like, you have, once the attention is on you, it's on you.
And everybody's watching.
Like, no one else can steal your shine.
Everybody's watching.
It's actually a lot of fun because I like twirling with other twirlers, and it's just fun when you're with other people, but you can make it fun by yourself. It's going to be boring if you make it boring.
Right.
See, Willie, I want to see you. I want to see you twirl a baton.
You want to see me twirl a baton?
Yes.
Twirl a baton. I would like to see that.
You want to see me twirl a baton too?
Mm-hmm. I want to see it. I want to.
We gonna set that up one day. But before we set that up, we're going to get to some music to get us by. This is Katy Perry, Dark Horse. So, Jody, are you excited to be on KRHS 90.1 with us today?
I am excited.
That's neat. I love this radio show. You are one of many of our high school students that we get to interview. There's no going back. Katy Perry. You like Katy Perry, Jody?
Yes.
I love her. So, Willie.
So, I have a question for you. How does it feel to perform in front of your school?
It's a lot of fun. It can be really nerve-wracking if you let it get to you, but if you realize that you're somebody that other people look up to, it's a lot of fun because you have to realize you're just going to go out there and smile, and rather you drop it or you don't, you are going to do a good job.
Now compare that to a competition.
What's the difference?
Competition, if you drop it, it's going to hurt your score, but it's still a lot of fun because you get to watch other twirlers and do what they love, and it's the same thing that you love, but it's still nervous. Like, you're performing in front of a judge that's going to judge you the whole time.
Okay, so when you're competing, how many, is it just females that twirl?
No, it's guys too.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to twirl, Kayla. I'm not.
You're twirling, really. Nope. So, in competition, do you actually observe other twirlers and, you know, try to mimic what they're doing? That way one day, you know, you can...
Yeah.
Not really. I've only done that with one twirler. Her name's Savannah Miller because she's the world champion. I'm just like, Mom, I want to do that. So I look at her and I'm just like, if I believe it, I can do it. So yeah, I only do that to her though. Just
now one, we see that you have your cheerleading uniform on. Am I correct?
That's her. You're a cheerleader?
Yeah, I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, cheerleader and the twirler. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's and then neat. You have that orange tutu. Tell us what you're doing in the assembly. Are you doing anything in the assembly?
I am doing something in the assembly. Okay, in the assembly, I will twirl as people are walking in, and then I will go and do a cheer performance with my freshman cheerleaders.
Now, what's it like working with the cheerleaders?
It is the most amazing experience I've ever been in. You honestly become a family, and if you're having a bad day, they will lift you up. Like, they are really, really good people.
So they won't literally lift you up like
not literally.
So yeah, Coach Swallow. Kudo points to Coach Swallow.
What do you think about Coach Swallow?
I love Coach Swallow.
Who doesn't?
She's funny.
I love
She's
her.
She's funny.
What does your future hold for your career in twirling?
I hope that my future in my twirling career, I get to twirl for my college. Not sure which college that is, but I hope to do that.
Yeah, you are a freshman. Go Husky! You are going to have a lot of fun. I really do hope you get to twirl in college. I will come to a college football game just to watch you twirl.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what's the most misunderstood thing about twirling?
People think that twirling is really easy when it's not, and that you can get really hurt in twirling, and people don't understand that it's actually really, really dangerous.
So what are some twirling-related injuries that people have gotten, or people that you have gotten?
I've never gotten a concussion, but...
People get concussions? For real? From twirling?
For real. I think one time, this girl named Chelsea I twirled with, she was doing this illusion. It's like a flip.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell after the baton hit her in the head, and she had a concussion.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
Sorry. Yeah.
So...
What else? What other injuries?
I get a lot of bruises, and from doing illusions, you can hurt your hip, but that's really the only thing that's ever happened to me.
Bruises.
Bruises, a lot of them.
Yeah. I would be terrified. Like, you don't look at this, because I'm going to consider it a sport now, because it's here in school. You don't consider this sport something that would, a contact sport. Like, I don't think I'm going to get hurt by twirling a baton, but that is real interesting to know that
right.
You can't.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Be safe, Jody. You just scare me a little. Be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.